thousand various carpets. Now we can see into it. We can remember and accept it. Our vow to make the Buddha's truth one way or another.
To the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. It's an observable fact, or at least it seems to be. And maybe one's subjective impression in some ways matters more, because after all, it's our own subjective impression that we're more or less stuck with. At any rate, it seems to be an observable fact that the world is in a particularly lively state at the moment. And it seems to be an observable fact that our Sangha is in a particularly lively state at the moment. So I want to just mention a few things that her master taught us over the years that really help with keeping ourselves spiritually grounded when things are lively. And of course, each of us is a part of this world, and each of us is a part of our Sangha, so it's not like any of us is not affected. In fact, we're often affected in ways that we're pretty unaware of. So many times, Rim Master would say to us, when the earth is shaking, sit still. So that's the first little principle that I want to mention here. You know, if you can't do anything else, you can at least turn within yourself and be still. And that's an effort that we can always make. It's not dependent on external things. It's not dependent on our particular physical state at the moment. It's not dependent on what others are doing. You know, it's one of the reminders that she gave us that we always have the option to meditate and to return to the mind of meditation. A more strongly worded version of the same thing came out of her retreat in 1976 when she wrote, "Nothing matters, mindfulness is all. External things, external events, external relationships are not the true reality. The eternal is the true reality. Our relationship to the eternal is the essential relationship for each of us." Because the eternal is our own true nature. So when we find ourselves getting caught up in external things, more and more worried, more and more confused, more anxious, more agitated, more fearful, more angry, more grieved. Those are signals, our feelings then are signals to turn within and be still. Return to that place where it's enough to know the Lord of the house. Another one of Rim Master's repeated teachings, especially when our community was very young, Shasta. She just drummed into us, just do your own training. The more we get concerned about what others are doing, the more we get drawn outside of ourselves, and the more we turn the responsibility, the more we turn away from the responsibility that we have for our own actions and our own lives. None of us can control what other people do. In point of fact, we have enough difficulty controlling ourselves. You know, it's a choice we make whether to involve ourselves in worldly attitudes, worldly fears, worldly soap opera, or whether to stay rooted within our own hearts. This reveals one of the, you could say, a corollary to this. That we don't have to join others in looking down when they are looking down. Nor do they have to join us when we're looking down. Each person makes his or her own karma and carries the consequences. Even if the whole rest of the world is looking down, I can still choose to look up. Even if disaster seems to loom all around, I can still choose to look up. Even if no one else in the world seems to be interested in meditation and the precepts, I can still choose to follow the path of the Buddhas and ancestors. Don't cede your personal responsibility and your personal spiritual freedom to others, and then go around thinking of yourself as a victim. Again and again, River Master reminded us that we can always turn towards the Eternal and ask for help. Every sincere asking is heard and responded to. We might be a little slow in recognizing what that response is. The response is there nonetheless. When we don't know what else to do, we can always just ask for help and then just be still and listen. Wait and listen. And let go of our own opinions, ideas, our own attachments to what we think that help should be. Because if we're looking in the wrong place, we're not going to recognize the help that's right in front of our nose. River Master had a saying that is somewhat humorous, I think, anyway, but it makes a very good point. She said, I know the mud exists. That doesn't mean I have to wallow in it. You know, we're not living in some kind of heavenly realm here. This is samsara. The transitory realm, a realm of impermanence, a realm of birth and death, a realm where there's a lot of suffering, a lot of confusion, a lot of confused longing, and a lot of spiritual opportunity. It's for each of us to choose whether we will take the mud of samsara and wallow in it, or whether we will grow a lotus blossom out of it.